U.S. Marines have landed in Afghanistan. Several hundred Marines today took over an airport in southern Afghanistan, not far from the city of Kandahar, the Taliban stronghold and the last major Afghan city that remains under Taliban control. The Marines are preparing the airport for transport aircraft, which are due to arrive over the coming days with more troops and equipment. Many Afghans believe the mission of the Marines is the capture of Osama bin Laden and the destruction of his Al-Qaeda network. NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
On Friday, opposition Pashtuns loyal to Gulagha Shirzai and Hamid Karzai mounted an offensive on the main highway between the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar and the Pakistan border. By yesterday, they had cut the road at the village of Turkutal, which was a good vantage point for observing the U.S. operation last night. Haji Wali Mahmad, the father-in-law of Gulagha Shirzai, posts guard outside the tribal leader's house. He's been glued to his telephone, listening to news sent back from the front.
Some of our fighters informed us here. 35 kilometers away from Turkutal, there are American helicopters, and after every hour they inform us what the situation is.
Mahmad says, according to his information, the thrust of the operation began around 4 in the morning. He says there were a lot of airplanes flying around in the sky above the airport at that time. Some troops and helicopters were unloading equipment at the airport. Mahmad says that for the moment, the Shirzai forces control only about an 8-mile stretch of road. He says the border town of Spinboldak remains in Taliban hands, and the Shirzai and Karzai forces are continuing their push north toward the airport and Kandahar proper. Other reports indicate opposition members of another Pashtun tribe, the Achiksais, did move in on the airport and secure it before the U.S. troops landed. A spokesman for that tribe also described huge airplanes circling the airport, while helicopters flew in and out constantly. He described some as looking like fat-bellied Chinooks and unloading armored vehicles. This is the biggest U.S. land operation of the war in Afghanistan to date. U.S. officials report the number of troops to be in the low hundreds, adding that could be increased to 1,000 in the next day or so. There had been the beginnings of a battle for the airport almost 2 weeks ago, but the Taliban apparently beat back opposition fighters and dug new positions. A number of initiatives are underway among Pashtuns here to obtain the negotiated surrender of Kandahar, while opposition forces simultaneously try to put military pressure on the city. Several leaders here believe the main mission of the U.S. forces will be to search out Osama bin Laden rather than focusing on the city of Kandahar. Haji Wali Mahmad.
The American troops are in Kandahar. They are to search Al-Qaeda network and Osama bin Laden.
Many tribal leaders here have referred to a concentration of Taliban in the village of Maruf to the east of Kandahar. It's a mountainous area, relatively near the Pakistan border, but far from any town or known infrastructure. But it was a hideout for Mujahideen during the Soviet invasion. They say rumor suggests it would be a possible hiding place for bin Laden. An elder of the powerful Barakzai tribe said today, "We do not need the Americans' help to settle the question of Kandahar. We have leaders, we have elders, we have enough weapons. But it's hard for us to capture Osama bin Laden. We don't have the sophisticated equipment needed, and we need American help." Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.